Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Dance and Creativity Channel. Today we have Heidi Forster. The session is called Freak, a movement workshop to discover the freak in you. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Heidi has a background in science, alongside a deep passion for conscious dance and growth in the art of being. She's a trained embodiment facilitator and offers explorative movement workshops in her home location, which is Bonn in Germany. And she has plenty of experience feeling odd. So if that describes you, you're in good company for this workshop. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Last quick message, if anyone else wants to join on the video, please click the raise hand button at the bottom of the screen. It will put you into the room so Heidi can see you. Make sure you've got a pen and paper. If you've got any questions or comments, put them in the chat. Please make sure it's to all panelists and attendees so everyone can see. Right, take it away, Heidi.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you. Thank you for everyone participating here. I'm gonna stand up. Welcome. Welcome to all the freakiness and oddness and whatever else there's that's in the room with us. I'm going to invite you into movement, into play, into some exercises. It's basically an invitation of an exploration of your inner landscape. It will be very interactive, and I recommend that you have some space around you to move in, that you have pen and paper ready, but we are not using it right away. Take a deep breath. Feel whatever body part is touching the floor. Maybe you're sitting on a chair, maybe you're standing. Notice your breath flowing in and out. You can begin however you wish, standing, lying, sitting. And turn your attention inwards and notice what is resonating within you with this invitation to discover the freak in us. So when I begin to invite you into movement, I would like you to be very aware of your surroundings, of your body. You take the responsibility of the limitations, whatever bodily or furniture-wise limitations you have in your space. Also, we are going to explore our emotional landscape, let's say. So in the conference ratings, actually, this workshop has a little hot pepper sign, and this is not because we're dealing with something, you know, hot and spicy, but we are inviting all of our human emotions And whenever we are inviting that, it can happen that something is a little bit spicy, or it's very sweet, or even maybe some bitterness comes. And I invite you to be very aware of that and use your choice. You always have the choice to go in there or to not go in there. So you will have the responsibility on how you move, but also on how you move in the emotional sphere, let's say. That was, this is important for me to let you know. Be freak. We all need more space to be freak and to freak out. This is a quote from an embodiment teacher, actually, who was also on this conference, Dave Rock. And this really resonates with me. I believe we have it is part of our human experience to feel odd, to feel awkward sometimes, to feel out of tune with our surrounding. And at least in my experience, we spend a lot of time and energy to somehow to not feel that, and also sometimes to hide it. And I believe it needs space and love and tenderness and courage to invite all this human experience into our awareness, and that there's a huge richness to discover here. And this is my offer here, to have 1 hour or at least 15 minutes of space and fun and movement and play, and to call in your freakiness, your being very peculiar and different from whatever is happening there. And by all this, I will lead you into movement, and please, I encourage you, whenever you are at odds with my invitations to move, please follow your own being different. Take a deep breath. Notice your belly, whether the muscles on your belly are tight or loose. Maybe you place a hand somewhere on your body where it feels right. If you're standing, let your knees be a little loose. Wriggle your hips a little bit. Have a sensation of pleasurable uprightness, balance. Your tongue is sitting loose in your mouth. Chin is loose. And I invite you to start moving with your hands, with your fingers. Maybe you want to stretch your fingers, move all the joints, turn your wrist. Maybe you want to shake your hands a little bit. Do strong and slow movements, or very subtle and tiny movements, as if you were playing an invisible three-dimensional piano in the space around you. You might want to reach upwards or in different directions with your hands. Place your attention to your arms now. Move your elbows, the inner, very soft side of your arms. Maybe you want to actually touch your arms a little bit, tap them in a way that's pleasurable. Roll your shoulders. Oh, maybe you want to shake them out a little to relieve tension. Roll your shoulder blades. You might do it very slowly or a little quicker. From the shoulders, move slowly to your neck. It might be, if it feels good, you might actually want to touch and massage yourself a little bit. Move your head, be very gentle with your head movements. Move your head from side to side. Actually, you might place your attention towards your ears. Move your head while moving your ears. The right earlobe going into the direction of the upper left corner somewhere. Move your nose as if you want to sniff. Sniff in your space. Actually move your jaw. And you might want to massage your face, all of those muscles that we are using so often to smile and be, you know, nice to everyone. But this is a moment to focus on letting loose. Your lips. Might want to touch a little, tap your face, your forehead, actually the top of your head, gently, as if it were raindrops, gently and tenderly. Stick your tongue out if you wish. And if it calls you, let some noise out. And from moving your head, place your attention, direct your attention towards your back. Again, be very gentle and move with plenty of awareness. Your chest, back, right, left, forward. Move your spine, the lower back, doing circles and whatever feels pleasurable. Find the nourishing movements, the most nourishing movements of your spine. And we move a little lower to our hips. And again here, might want to do actually some sharp pulsive movements or very subtle and slow. Explore the three-dimensionality of your hips, your pelvis. Moving into our legs now, you might feel the power that's actually in the muscles of your legs. Move your legs in a way that all the joints are engaged. Your knees, your hip joints, your ankles. You might want to go actually balance on one foot and explore with your socks. Do a little wave in the direction of the screen. Explore the room behind you and next to you and in the other direction. And the same with the other foot. Let your little toe guide you through the three-dimensional space around you. And with both feet on the floor, maybe you want to play something like the piano on the floor with your feet. Now I invite you into walking in your space that you have. Actually measure it with your feet. Walk towards the edge, touch the wall. Maybe you have some object and move with it. Reach into all directions. Move into a little corner. Touch the floor. Jump to the ceiling if you can. You might want to go on your knees. Engage your whole body in the sense that you are a three-dimensional body being located in a three-dimensional space. There's a two-dimensional screen, but you are in a three-dimensional space. You might want to move with some object. And I invite you to move into a full body movement and slow down. Moving into extension and coming back. Making large movements. As if in slow motion. And in your time, move into slower and slower, more subtle movement until you reach a center again. A moment of stillness. Noticing your breath flowing in and out. Noticing your feet on the floor. And notice where in your body you're most alive right now. Maybe have a little wiggle. And I actually invite you back to the screen now. And I'm going to ask you to write something in the chat. From this, and actually sharing with each other, from this moment, from this place of being alive, and from this invitation to discover the freak in you, please share in the chat what aspects of being a freak, whatever that means for you, what aspects are attractive to you. Okay, I'm clicking into the chat now. Carefree, I see. Carefreeness, wow, non-conformity, freedom, authenticity, using my voice, oh yeah, so big, feeling alive, unique, authentic, speaking what's true, not covering up what is provocative or outside the norm, feeling my body speak, less restriction space, oh that's beautiful, thank you. Connecting to space, yes. Delicious inner freedom. Being weird, me, yes. Self-love, joy, oh, that's beautiful. Less thinking, individual, spacious, rebel, right. Being the rebel, beautiful. And I'm going to ask you another question. And I also invite you to share it in the chat, which is, what aspects of being a freak are difficult or challenging for you? Being judged, I see loneliness. Being watched, yeah. The archetype of the slut, oh, beautiful, yes. Losing myself, loneliness, not being included, source of wrong, inner judgment. The word freak is itself a challenge, yes. Not belonging, not feeling understood, ableism. To let the freak be seen and be isolated, absolutely. Not being accepted, self-consciousness, right. Being the rainbow sheep, yeah. Can be so beautiful and it can be so hard as well. Okay, having to explain. Thank you for sharing. I think this really is a universe of the freakiness or whatever that means of being freak just as a substitute for feeling odd, feeling different, being peculiar, being at odds. So from this place of whatever might be attractive to you in the universe of being a freak, or whatever might be difficult and challenging for you, I invite you again into a movement exploration. Yeah, let's do that. You can, of course, you can do it also in a different position. I'm going to be starting standing up, but you can do it, you know, lying down, sitting down. Whatever feels right for your particular freakiness at this very moment. Becoming aware, whatever part of your body is touching the ground. Becoming aware of the breath. And I invite you into body shapes that are out of the alignment, kind of leaning to a diagonal or being a little bit, you know, twisted. Maybe you want to actually play with being, you know, balanced and centered and in harmony. And then slowly turning out of this alignment into an awkward position. Pay attention to what to the limitations of your body. I invite you to use your breath while doing that. center and outside. Twist it. Maybe you want to actually play with your just with your upper body. What do you do in order to move into an awkward, into some awkwardness? And the invitation is also to actually feel inside and explore the taste of it. How does it feel? Kind of the emotional atmosphere that it has. Or you might play just with your lower body, turn your legs into a weird position. And how is that different from the other one? Slowly, carefully, and taking it in, taking in the oddness, taking in the not being straight, taking in the looking really weird on a screen. You want to move actually kind of with your head in different directions, head over neck. Actually, the horse lips. Whatever, whenever sounds come, do allow them. And slowly moving into still in those weird, awkward shapes, but maybe with a little more power, feeling the strength in your legs, in your upper body, in your back. And following, for example, your left hip. Let yourself be moved from your left hip, moving in space. From your right ear. What happens if you follow with your right ear? Follow the right ear moving in space. Maybe it wants to go down on the floor. Whoops. Remove your right knee and follow this. Follow your right knee moving through the space. Move backwards. Turn. And I actually invite making noises for yourself. You can't be heard, but let your freak out in noises. Might be animal noises. You might want to jump around and turn into some animal. Whatever happens, you might want to choose to just follow it. Whoops! Ah. play with repetitive movements. Play maybe with things that you find. Move your furniture around.
Hi, it's Jamie. Sorry to interrupt briefly. Can you move your camera down a tiny bit? People are just saying they'd like to see a little bit more of you. Thanks.
And follow the energy that is in you. You might be very energetic, moving out, or maybe something really tender is coming up. And you follow that. Sometimes we actually need to slow down in order to really take in the emotional quality. Of being different, being very peculiar, of not needing to adhere to anyone's expectation. You might actually wish to play with a screen, whether you are on the panel or not. Make funny faces to the screen. Right, who is daring to do that? To be seen, to show, or to help. Ooh, yeah, right. Follow the tip of your tongue. Follow whatever that's arising, whether it might be great joy or the heaviness. And slowly finding a gentler path. Slowly slowing down your movements. I still invite you to be very connected to your breath. Make it audible. Engage your whole body. And slowly, in your own time, come into a gentler movement. Yeah, maybe you want to place hands somewhere on your body. Noticing your breath. Noticing the weight of your body on the ground, on your feet, or on your legs. and turn your attention inward and just witness what is resonating within you with this exploration being twisted, expressive, loud, funny-faced. And from this place, I invite you to grab your paper and your pen. And then I invite you into a writing exercise, which is, I will tell you half of a sentence and you keep writing about that. You keep finishing the sentence and finish and keep writing. You will have, I don't know, 2 minutes. And it doesn't need to make sense. You don't need to believe it. And keep writing. That's a way of harvesting the wisdom of your body. Actually, I say the sentence and then I also write it in the chat. So the first sentence is, if I truly allowed myself to be different, then. If I truly allowed myself to be different, then. Thank you, Jamie, for writing it in the chat. Thank you. And we do this exercise again with another sentence. And the next sentence will be, deep down, the freak in me desires. Deep down, the freak in me desires. And now I invite you that you take the paper that you've written on, and we are going to move with it. And it will be, you can choose to do that either in silence, or there will be a link to some music posted in a minute in the chat. And the invitation is actually to take all that you've written and move with it. And you might want to place what you've written maybe on the floor or somewhere where it's useful for you, or you might actually use that and make a sculpture, do something with what you have on paper. It will be 3.5 minutes, either in silence or you use the music link. I will not be talking during that time. Bring it into movement. where you've landed, whatever you have discovered, nourished, take a deep breath. Feel your feet on the ground or whatever body part is on the ground. Feel your weight. And follow this, this thread. Where do you feel most alive? Right here in this very moment. Welcome your experience. Welcome your being human, your being different, your being awkward, you're being beautiful, you're being tender, you're being courageous. And harvest this beauty, this movement, this breath, this joy into your life. Now, something like a couple of more breaths. And in your own time, maybe you want to shake a little bit. Shake your shoulders, shake your hands. Shake your whole body. Whatever has happened now, come back into the present moment with your feet on the ground. Open your eyes. Look where you are in this space, and I invite you back to the screen, actually. Beautiful beings. Thank you for diving into all of that universe of a freak. And I'd like to invite actually another sharing in the chat, which is like feeling into whatever you experienced now and thinking about this evening, about tomorrow, maybe the next week. What is most important? What aspect or type one word or something that you would like to remember from this going forward into your future, into your daily life, as a gift, as an inspiration also for others. Ah, uplifted and free, soft floating warmth, welcoming attitude, courage, let go, joy, dancing in the dark under the stars. Oh, that's beautiful. Creativity. Trust my inner freak. Accepting, radiating aura. Spontaneous. Deaf to judgment, right? Fun and energy. Deep breathing. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Flavor of my uniqueness. Oh, I love that. I love all that. Beautiful. What treasures, love in the air, discoveries. What treasures are coming up? Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being freaky with me in my kitchen here. Right. Wishing you well. I wish you well going forward, dancing under the stars and being free and being odd and being awkward and being you. Thanks for Thanks for being here. Thanks for participating. And I think it's time for me to hand over to Jamie. Is that true? But there will be a little more.
There will. We will probably have a little bit of time for some questions if anyone has any. So if anyone does have any questions, write those into the Q&A box. And if we have a couple of minutes at the very end, we can look at those. So that was very beautiful. That was a lot of fun to watch. Thank you to everyone who's been joining us. Thank you to the people who volunteered to have their cameras on for Heidi. That's really appreciated. And of course, thank you, Heidi, for being here. That's Mark hiding in the background. Just to remind everyone, of course, I'm sure you've heard this one before, but we will say it again, that we do have a library for sale. The library, of course, gives you access to all of the recordings for life, for your life, so you can come back to all these really amazing, deep experiences. Again and again, you can, you know, show them to your friends and get your friends to join you when you can both discover your inner freak. And of course, as we are progressing on through the conference, some of the videos are now becoming unavailable because we've passed that 48-hour period. So if you do want access to some of those older videos, please do purchase the package if that is within your capacity to do so. Someone's asked, what is Heidi's last name? Forster, F-O-R-S-T-E-R. There we go, tech host wrote it in there. Our tech host will also pop some links in the chat, which have links to where you can upgrade to that package that I just mentioned. There'll be links to Heidi's website and also links to the coffee break rooms, which we really do encourage people to use because that gives you an opportunity to interact, to share. I've been in them a couple of times. Sometimes you meet people who are just a bit overwhelmed and they're like, I don't know what to look at. So you can kind of give them some recommendations and things. Has anyone got any burning questions that they want to ask Heidi? Chuck them in the chat or the Q&A now. Last opportunity. There we go, Heidi, there's a couple of questions there. Can you see those in the chat?
Okay, I see one.
There was one about whether you lead any groups outside of the conference. Do you lead stuff online regularly?
So I think my website has been posted. Also my email, it's radikallebendig.de, radically alive. The website is in German, so mainly I'm teaching in German, but if you write me an email saying that you're really interested in English language online offerings, then it might inspire me. So I'm at the moment, there's nothing, you know, regular on, but if you want to be notified on my offerings, please do write me an email. Was that the question actually?
Yeah, I think so. And someone else said, if they're dancing in a room with other people, how do you recommend they follow their own movements and what's coming in rather than looking around and kind of following other people's movements?
Oh, this is a wonderful exploration.
In 2 minutes.
Okay. Because I think that is, you know, following our own and being influenced by others, it does not, you know, being with myself does not mean I cannot be with other people. So I'm following my movement and I might be, you know, very intensely focused on my elbow and following the movements here. But then I do see in the corner of my eyes other people, and it does influence my movement. And you actually can play with that. You can be, okay, I open myself and kind of copy and dance with the other people, and then I place my focus more into myself. And to be able to navigate this polarity is a beautiful exploration. I can only encourage you. Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Anna. Let's finish with one word from you. Top embodiment tip, one word or one short sentence. Top embodiment tip.
My top freak embodiment tip is do the horse lips as often as possible.
Amazing. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Heidi. We'll wrap it up there. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you.